Good Shepherd Sermon for Christmas Day 2016, Pastor Paul Talberg. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God's word for meditation is that part from Isaiah, and I'm going to get to that a little bit later. Just want to remind you that Christmas, in case you don't know it, it's full of giggles. If you stayed around after the worship service last night, here in America, we celebrate Christmas Eve, and very often, as is the case here also, last night, this place was packed. It was just full of people because the children came and they shared the gospel message. The children came and shared the story. The children came and shared the message of the angels. The children came and they sang. The choir joined in. And it's a phenomenal celebration, all getting ready for this day. And after that service, just like in every other year, just so that you know, when people come by and they shake my hand and they're visiting with us, or maybe they're family members or whatever, they'll come up and shake my hand and say, "Pastor, that was really nice. Those children did a nice job. That's so nice." And it just struck me last year that, you know, I should have something about this coming year, about Christmas being nice. And it is nice. Christmas is nice. But if you were also here last night, you saw the children running around, taking their toys and throwing them at each other, not caring if it was Pastor or Mrs. T or Sunday school staff. It was very hard for the parents to keep track of that. And by the way, when I was a little bit younger, I was the same way, except a little bit worse than that because you know how children are. Well, my brothers and I were the same way. We always fought. We always squabbled. My mom was always shouting out, "Be nice," with that tone in her voice to let you know you had reached the very edge of that patience of hers. You didn't want to cross that. Be nice. Well, that's what we're looking at today here in Isaiah chapter 52. It's a good way to remember what's going on with Christmas. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices together. They shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. And the Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Starts off pointing to everyone. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, proclaim salvation, bring glad tidings. Kind of reminds us of last night. Remember what the angel said? "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people." Everyone. So everyone, listen, now it's Christmas. Now it's Christmas, everyone. N-I-C-E. It's nice. Now it's Christmas, everyone. But it's not just Christmas for everyone there. Not just for Mary and Joseph, and not just for some shepherds at the second shift late at night. Not just for those that were hearing the knocking on the door as the shepherds went around starting that evening, waking up everybody with the good news. It's for everyone. It says, listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. The Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. Last night, right in the middle of this little platform, a young man by the name of Evan stood up, and he shared a Bible verse that he learned by heart. Learned it in Bible history class at our school. He did a very good job. Well, he learned from Matthew, go and make disciples of all nations. He shared with us the command of Jesus Christ to go out to all nations, making disciples, baptizing and teaching them everything that was in God's word. Everywhere on the planet. That's what Jesus said. This one who is laying in a manger is really and truly the King of Kings. He is Christ the King, whom angels praise and shepherds sing. This is that one. So in Jesus' name, we tell people. In Jesus' name, we let them know that good news. That's done in Jesus' name. It's everywhere. But there's one more thing. It says, all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. How do you know that this God peace and this God joy and this God hope and this God love, how do we know that that lasts beyond Jesus and his disciples? How do we know that that lasts beyond the time of the Roman Empire? How do we know it lasts? You know, because things break. Toys break, hearts break, homes break. And that's all because of sin. It's a terrible thing. Eventually, if the Lord lets me live long enough, I can tell you what's going to happen to this body of mine that he formed in the womb of my mom. This body is going to start to break down. Little by little. As I age. And why is that? Well, because that's the effects of a sinful nature inside of me, living in a sinful world, constantly rebelling against God. And God said, I don't want that. That was not God's plan. It was Adam and Eve's plan. God wants all people to be saved. And so he came as a baby. He lived in our place. And he said, you know, I'm going to take it on for you. And he took it on. All the times we stuck out our tongues at our moms and dads. All the times we were lazy at work. All the times we complained. All the times we spread gossip. All the times that we were greedy or discontent. All of those things are called sin. And in my own life, that's just one huge mountain of sin. And that's just for one day. But the Lord, who had never done anything wrong, took everyone's mountains of sin and he put it on his son on the cross. And Jesus willingly suffered and died for those sins. And then he did the unbelievable thing. This is how we know that Christmas lasts every day. You know, when people get old, they die. It's a sad reality. We've had a couple of funerals here this year in my lifetime. I had a couple of funerals in my lifetime that just really hurt. And guess what? When Jesus raised people from the dead, you know what happened to them? Later on, they died. If you know someone who's been brought back to life with CPR, you know that later on, they're going to die. What's really unusual about Jesus is that since he had no sin and he paid for all of our sin, he had a promise to keep and he kept it and he brought himself back to life on the third day. Not to die ever again. That's why we're here. That's why Christmas is for everyday use. Christmas, it's now, right now. Now it's Christmas every day. So now it's Christmas for everyone. Now it's Christmas everywhere. And now it's Christmas every day. It's a nice Christmas. So when someone comes up to you and says, you know, how was your Christmas? Tell them, you know, my Christmas really was nice. And when they look at you, just say, you know, it's because Jesus has made it Christmas every day. He lived, he died, and he came back to life again. In his name, so let us live. Amen.